Beautiful. Fill the room, fill the room, fill the room. Just love it. Hi, everyone. It's me, Kristen Eileen John, your host on Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. You know, it takes a measure of restraint not to just keep going on and on. I think I could say Jesus Freak 1,000 times. It's kind of weird, really. But I want to thank you for just pressing that button and just taking about 10 to 15 minutes of your day just to have a discussion about things that we don't really discuss when it comes to Christianity. Also, in an effort that we can push the agenda of Jesus Christ on this earth once again and push it really hard, push it hard, push it really, really hard. You can tell like this type of music, can't you? But I just want to just set the room to a certain atmosphere, because the topic we're going to discuss today, there's a reason why it isn't really discussed on pulpits, and there's a reason why it's not the most common activity in the Christian sphere, because it's difficult. And as Christians, if we want to tell on ourselves, we don't like talking about the difficult things. But that's why Jesus Freak Podcast is here. We're going to talk about the things that's not easy to talk about. Today we're going to talk about suicide. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to say what you want me to say, and not what the world wants me to say, and not so that I can be more digestible, but ensure that your love and your power comes through the words of my voice, backed up, solidified in truth by your holy word. I thank you for this opportunity. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. It's amazing. I actually wasn't even really planning to say a prayer there, but it just came naturally. So I believe that's how Jesus wanted it in that moment, and we're just going to go with the flow. So it's been a couple of tough years. Thanks COVID-19. Thanks recession. Thanks inflation. A lot of us have been going through sometimes that's so challenging. I don't think a lot of us have had enough time to decompress the level of trauma we've experienced from the COVID-19 pandemic, the people that we've lost, the part of ourselves that we've lost. Some persons became divorced. Some persons lost their parents, their friends. Some persons, like for myself, I'm a healthcare provider, and I was pregnant. I was pregnant, working on the COVID-19 ward. And like I'm saying that, and my eyes feel to, you know, become to get filled with water, because it just tells you that there's a lot of emotions there that we probably need to hire our therapist about, because it's a lot. We've been through hell and back, haven't we? But God gave us the strength, and we are still here by his grace. Now, if we're really noticing, there's been an increase in the number of suicides in both men and women. And in the country I'm from, men are more likely to commit suicide than women. And the research shows that, well, from a societal level, there's this expectation that men are not as free as women are to express their emotions and to decompress. Maybe that is so. One of the reasons why I teach my children about Jesus Christ is because I observe that even though I know therapy is important, even though I know eating is important, even though I know friendships are important, sometimes you need a help that can only come from a spiritual source. And that's a spiritual source that I want her to use. She may not choose, or my son may not choose, to use the resources that I've given them. But it is my job to leave that as part of their legacy. With that being said, we know that the world needs Christ, and that's why you're listening to this podcast today. It's either because you know that you need to, as a Christian, be more aggressive, or you're not a Christian and you're just listening to hear how Christians think to know, are they what I really think that they are? Are they just a bunch of weirdos who, you know, they just don't really have a brain and just weird for no reason, and they're oppressed, and they think they're all so this, but they're usually a bunch of hypocrites, and they're very hateful and hurtful people, because there are people who believe that. But I hope that at the end of this podcast, you don't see me or feel me, but you feel what all of us feel as Christians, which is why we just can't let go, that you feel the love of Jesus Christ. So there's a trend of suicide happening. And when I say trend, I'm not saying it as if people are doing because others are doing it. I'm saying this in conjunction with what I was speaking about earlier, the pandemic, because who knows, there may be a linkage of us now feeling some of the after effects of how tough life was and how we are expected to go back to a sense of normalcy, almost as if we didn't go through Armageddon and back. We just went through hell and back, and they want us to go back to normal. And that's pretty tough for anyone. Imagine there are persons who have different levels of capabilities. Some persons, they have mental illnesses. Some persons, they don't have the same support system that as others do. Some persons, they're lonely. And some persons, they're genetically predisposed to be depressed. So as in, God created them in a way where they don't have the same chemicals that helps to balance their emotions and regulate their emotions. Okay? And sometimes, no matter how hard you try, these persons have tried several suicidal attempts, and sometimes they are successful. If you go around the room, I can guarantee you, if there are 10 persons in that room, there would be at least 2 to 3 persons who know someone who committed suicide. The church isn't talking about suicide enough. We're not. But it's a problem that's plaguing the young in particular. It's a problem that's plaguing our growing families. It's a problem that's plaguing our professionals. It's a problem that's plaguing our musicians, our creators. It's a problem. And we're not talking much about it. So as a Christian, we've been taught some things. Let's be honest. We've been taught that if someone dies from suicide, they'll never go to heaven. And, well, they basically made their wish, and it's an insult to God. Tell us in the comments, what are some of the things you heard about suicide in relation to Christianity? And do you agree with it? So I'm here not to talk about my opinion. I'm here to talk about what the Word of God says about suicide. So suicide is the act when someone makes a decision, or I would say they feel almost as if they have no choice but to take their life because the pain is that great. In essence, it is murdering oneself. Sounds very graphic, but that's really what it is. The Bible makes it clear that we are not supposed to murder anyone. And that's biblical. But I want to show you this part. It comes from John chapter 5, verses 22. It says, "For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son." That's Jesus Christ. Do you know why? Because in our finite mind, we are not capable of executing correct judgment. God has given that task of eternal judgment to His Son Jesus Christ. It's not for us. So when you are told that someone dies by suicide and you're a Christian, you don't be insensitive and say, "Oh, what an insult to God. Why couldn't he just get help?" Or as we say in the Caribbean, "Oh, they're good, yes." Some of us, we don't go to their funerals. We tarnish their names and we say all manner of things as if we were, you know, persons without any issues whatsoever. We don't know the battles these people have been fighting, but God does. We don't know what they tried and didn't work, but God does. And because God knows that we are not God, and whenever we as humans try to play God, we see how that ends. Hello, Donald Trump. Hello, Hitler. Hello. Whenever we try to play that we have the power to cast eternal judgment on persons, it never ends well. And it is no different with suicide. So here are a couple tips when someone that you know or love have committed suicide. Here are a couple ways we as a church can support them. The church can create support groups that allow us to help families to mourn and comfort. For the Bible reminds us that we are here to comfort those who mourn. Okay? That's part of our role here on this earth. So we can create more support groups. One. Two. We can have more mental health awareness for those who may be struggling. And I would really advise that the members of the church do not run these, like support groups. It should be an external person, whether it is a paid service or a volunteered service, because you want those persons to be able to say anything that they want to say freely without judgment. And in the church, we have a lot of work to do when it comes to that. And lastly, not the least, if we have lost the battle and someone did die by suicide, we are in no position to judge them or their families. We are to pray for them. That's what God has put. That's what God wants us to do. We are to love them and we are to support them in whatever way they need support. Can you imagine going through such a dark time and God's people are standing with you? It's not our role to say they're going to damnation and they're blah, blah, and this, oh, this gloom and doom thing that we love to do, and this fear, and just, and we wonder why people feel how they feel about it when that's all we focus on. When the truth is, we really don't know. What we do know is that God said that His Son is the only one who would be performing eternal judgment. Not you, not me. But we are called to love, to comfort those who mourn, and to be vessels of light on this earth. If you are having suicidal thoughts, or you have survived going through depression and suicidal attacks, there are spiritual help gateways that you can use in deliverance churches. But with all things, use wisdom. Don't forget to get counseling. Churches, administrators, let us create more systems that foster healthy mental health in addition to prayer, intercession, and deliverance strategies. I know we don't like talking about these things, but how is that going? Another life lost. Another life lost. Every second. Another life lost. Another life lost. What are we doing about it? I'm talking. Are you going to help me create awareness? Are you going to help me push his agenda? Let's be gracious. Let's be kind. For we are vessels of the Most High.